Fuck Goyim. I fucking hate stupid Goyim.
I fucking love my wife.
You were the only one that wished me a happy birthday. Nomadic Turkic tribe.
Hey, Quok, is this real?
6 million? I don't think so.
Well, why didn't you just call me a nigger?
Okay, you fucking loser. Get a job.
What are you talking about, you crazy bitch?
Women need to be punched in the mouth.
Why? Because a nigger can't read?
You are literally hell on earth to me.
Quok, is this true?
It's really hard to be me.
Damn right, you shouldn't have done that.
Running her over with a car, cutting her head off.
You don't deserve me at my realest nigga if you can't handle me at my realest nigga.
Jake Shields, me daughter was raped on the island.
Dude, literally. It's literally Epstein Island and the Holocaust are like the same thing now. You know, with the Holocaust, they said lampshades, bars of soap, human chess pieces, and masturbation machines. Now with Epstein Island, they're gutting women and eating the fecal matter out of their intestines. They're eating people and doing time travel. They're cloning human beings and making them transgender. It's like, how do you not realize this is the same thing? And it's like, I'm not an Epstein Island denier. I'm just saying it wasn't 6 million. I'm just saying there weren't any human chess pieces. The same niggas that are making Holocaust jokes every day now want to clutch their pearls about Epstein Island. It's like you do realize that, okay, maybe 6 million people weren't killed, but lots of people were murdered in the Holocaust and had their stuff taken and were probably raped. And you joke about that all the time. It is actually quite insensitive because that is an atrocity that happened and people starved to death and got typhus and some of them were shot by firing squads and they were labor camps and it was brutal. And you joke about that all the time. That's pretty insensitive. Now, I make a joke about, like, girls go on a casting couch and people go, what the fuck? Well, are we trolls or are we moral fags? Are we trolls or are we moral fags? You must choose. Call it. Are we trolls or are we moral fags? I'm a troll. Born a troll, die a troll. These are just NPCs. You're finding out that these NPCs never had a sense of humor. It used to be funny to just troll everybody and say, like, hey, Hitler did nothing wrong. 6 million? I don't think so. That used to be funny because people would get mad. Now, like, the NPCs caught on and now they just use it to, like, reinforce their morality. They're like, Hitler was base because he would kill pedophiles. Good guy was good because he would stop the bad people. It's like, okay, so you're just using this to reinforce and validate a moral point of view. That's not funny. That's not challenging. You know what's Chad? I'll tell you what's Chad. Eating your vegetables and going to bed at a reasonable hour. That's what a real Chad does. It's like, dude, Chad is funny because he's carefree. Chad is funny because he's doing things that are ridiculous. Like in the old days, you would say, huh, the Chad eats like garbage and doesn't care and is fine anyway. The Chad Trump eats cheeseburgers and lives to be 100. The joke is like the carefree guy has the better outcome. It's funny. It's ironic. It's absurd. It's a subversion of expectations. Then Chad became, oh, you know what's really Chad? When you have a traditional wife and you have 10 white children and eat homegrown vegetables. And it's like, that's not funny. You're just saying like, you're just expressing approval for a lifestyle. You're just saying the thing that I like is good. This cultural symbol for goodness, I'm applying it to this thing that I approve of. Long story short, fuck Goyim. Fuck Goyim. I fucking hate stupid Goyim. They ruin everything.
Dr. MC Spankus sent $20. Saw some guy post an obviously iPhoto of Mondani with Epstein and insist it was real. Half of the replies are barely sentient retards saying this is fake. Rock told me. People don't realize how cooked this shit is. The median IQ is easily
it's
a full
so
standard
cooked.
Deviation to the left of the mean. The herd must be called further.
It really does, man. It's so cooked.
Hey, Quok, is this real? Quok, is this true?
Like, we are raising an entire society of numbskull goitards that are just pleading with Grok. Quok, is this true? And I've literally encountered that. I'm in, like, a debate with somebody, and they're like, hey, ChatGPT, is that true? And ChatGPT spits out a paragraph it doesn't even know. And you're like, is this what society has become? It's like you could go to one of these Goyim and say, hey, the sky is blue. And they'll say, Quok, is that true? Is the sky actually blue? Quok, is that real? People don't, they can't
Red
think
Pill
anymore.
Sent $50. Who would win in a fist fight, Gavin MC Innes or Alex Jones?
Alex Jones for sure. The guy's huge. I mean, he's massive, you know, and Gavin is a scrappy guy, but he's a smaller guy. He's a little smaller like me. Alex Jones is just like pure muscle. The guy's built like a tank. He's built like a boulder. I would not want to have Alex Jones coming at me full speed. I mean, it's probably be like getting hit by a truck. It would literally be like getting shot with a cannonball. If Alex Jones was running at you full speed, I wouldn't fuck with him. You know, and he's like a big teddy bear. He's like a big sweetie pie. But that man is just like, he's, first of all, he's a maniac. And second of all, he is just like, I feel like he could deflect a bullet. I feel like if you hit him with like a small caliber bullet, it would just bounce right off. Talk about like 30-06. It's like that bullet wouldn't even penetrate. There wouldn't even be an entry wound. It would just, so definitely Alex Jones is like, he's probably the number one contender.
Shane Sutton sent $20, left John Goyle for you last year. A no-brainer. I went to University of KY in November 19 for Michael Knowles Q&A as a normie libertarian. Witnessed Roy per army burying DW Liviers before I was a frog emoji.
Yon Goyle, that's really funny. Well, who's even still with him? Even his own commenters aren't with him. I still read the comments. Here's the thing. It's really hard to be me because people are so sensitive. People worship me and love me. And if I'm not everything they want me to be and more, if I'm not giving them enough attention, if I'm not, you know, their best good friend, they really despise me. It's like a weird position to be in because most people, no one gives a shit about them. And if you don't like them, they're like, whatever. But with me, it's like the sun shines on a person and they glow. But when the sun stops shining and shines somewhere else, then they just become resentful and angry. And they say, you always were a horrible person. They start counting the grievances. And it's like, what do they even do to these people? There's like a dozen people that's like, they will never move on. And it's like, what did I even do? They act like I killed their wife. They act like I killed their whole family. I think literally there are people that their children have been murdered and they have forgiven the killers faster and more deeply than people that hold the grudge against me because I was like, stop being their friend or something. Like, I didn't even do anything to John Doyle. The only thing that happened is he got in a car crash and I said something like, LOL, it's a shame he didn't die. And he got really mad. It's like, okay, I can see why you're mad, but like, you're still mad? That was like 5 years ago. Let it go. Let it go. That was literally the reason for the crash out. We were like on the same page. And then he was like, I heard you talk trash about me in a group chat. It's like, so what? Everyone talks about everyone. Okay. I'm funny and I like to gossip and sometimes I can't help myself. Honestly, that's my problem. That's kind of always been my problem is I just like to talk shit and it gets me in trouble. People talk shit about me. I honestly don't take it personally. Sometimes I wish I could just be a fly on the wall because I really am just a voyeur. People say like in a sexual context or like you're a cuck. It's like I'm kind of just like a passive observer of life. Does anyone else feel like that? I feel more comfortable as I go through life as sort of just an observer. I just like to contemplate. I like to watch the cars go by. I like to people watch. I like to watch the people walk by. I like to listen to their conversations. I like to sit alone in the corner of a cafe and I just like to, you know, enjoy the ambiance. And that's how I like to go through life. But because of my strong personality and the things I say, I just excite people. I excite people. People get angry. They get passionate. They go, yeah, or they go, I hate this guy. It's like someone lost their life because they were mad at me. Someone died outside my house because they were so mad at me. This guy was like, I hate this guy so much. I'm going to try and shoot him and possibly die. It's like, let me just do my show. Can I just be? It's so hard to be yourself. It's so hard to just be yourself because everybody has these expectations. They want something from you, want you to be a certain way, say a certain thing. Yeah, life is defined by these complications. You just get tangled up in these people's lives. I really do believe being famous is such a curse because the more people who you exist in their consciousness, it's just like bad for you. I think it's better to just be unknown. It's better to be anonymous. better to just be a drifter. I say something in a group chat, people are like, I'm going to dedicate my life to hating you forever. It's like, what the fuck? Weird. It's weird
stuff. Diddy Sprinkles sent $100. I haven't been watching your show very long. Maybe 7 months. I don't consider myself all that smart either. However, I still get your obvious jokes, hyperbole, or rage bait. How do people not get it? Do they all have Asperger's? I guess being a goy corrections officer gives you perspective to the true intent of people. Latin
yeah, I don't know. I never understood it. I mean, I just go where the funny is. I just do the thing that's funny and edgy, and that was just calling to me. Somebody said, you got to sell the shirt, and I said, that's the greatest idea I've ever heard. I just don't understand not getting it. Like, it's just funny. People are like, is it political? What? Why is he doing this? It's like, it's stupid. It's funny. There's all these pictures of him in cool outfits. We're selling the shirt, and we're just making a joke out of it. And, like, you getting mad makes it funny. That's part of the joke, and I don't know. People still are not there yet. They're like, what? Now this is beyond the pale. Now you've done it. It's like, dude, that's what makes it funny.
Chris Knopf sent $20. Hot tub or sauna? What are better for overall health and well-being?
Dude, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I like a hot tub better. I prefer a hot tub. I think sauna is better for you, but I like the hot tub better. Sauna is gross. You know, guys love the sauna. I think it's gross. Who wants to go and get sweaty like that? That's just disgusting. I'm just going to sit there and get as sweaty as possible. You can't even be on your phone. The fuck is that? I like a hot tub. Here's what I've determined. I need like a big rumpus room. Okay, you ready for this? This is my vision. I need like a giant loft space, high ceilings with like a huge LED video wall. And I need like my computer hooked up to it. And I need all the apps like Netflix and everything. And I need my library. And then I need just like a big ass hot tub. I'm not really a man of expensive tastes. I just need like one room. Just give me a big ass one room. Bed, big ass shower, nice ass toilet, big hot tub. And all I really need is to just chill in the hot tub, watch my shows, watch my YouTube about aircraft carriers, play my video games, read my books on Internet Archive when I'm in the hot tub, drinking a monster, and like having a cheeseburger. I'm really a simple guy, simple pleasures. That's all I need. You could put me 50 feet underground. I would be good. That's kind of like my vision of the future. That's my 2030 vision.
Basil sent $20. How will we know when the second coming is here?
I think it'll be obvious.
Ruit stuff sent $20.
You know, in the Bible, it's pretty like, sounds like it's going to be going down. Like when the end of the world happens, it's going to be like hard to miss. How do we know when the second comes? Isn't it like we're going to hear a bunch of trumpets blow and like the whole world is going to blow up and like there's going to be locusts and pestilence? And how are we going to know? It's like, I don't think we're going to miss it. You think you're going to like sleep through it? It's like a cross will appear in the sky, like his arrival heralded by trumpets for all to hear, a war of all against all. You think you're going to like miss your alarm? Wait a second. Wait, do it again. I missed it. Like, I think we're not going to be able to miss it. I think it will be impossible to miss.
Corby sent $20. Search on X from Jakesh Yildiz Israel with it exact spelling. Click the latest tab and see how far down you can scroll.
Hey, come on now. We're good with Jake now, okay? The new orders have gone out. Jake has always been good. The orders went out. Jake is good. Wait, Jake turned on us? The orders have gone out. He was always terrible. Oh, wait, we made up. New orders. I don't know what you're talking about, Tovarash. He was always good. Jake Shields was always a loyal party member. I don't know what you mean. We like Jake.
Johnny NY sent $50. I do contract work in municipal buildings for various civil service agencies. 10 years ago, the firemen, police officers, garbagemen, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, etc. I'd meet would talk up Trump. Now all I hear about is Nick Fuentes. Much love to blue collar grow eyes.
Hey, and we love blue collar. People always say, I hate the working class. I hate the service class. I love blue collar. Blue collar are the only real people left. They're the only business owners. I would say small business owners and blue collar are like the only real niggas left. Even if they're not white. Electricians, plumbers, HVAC, construction guys, masonry guys. These guys are like no bullshit. Now, some of them do shoddy work like some of these Hispanics. Some of the Hispanics are really good though. But these are like real niggas. It's service workers that are no bueno. Service workers, you know, they're on Fent. You're just trying to get a cheesy gordita crunch and they're doing the Fent lean. You know, they're leaned over and it's like, dude, give me my Baja Blast, man.
Wake up, wake up. I just want my Baja Blast. Hey, wake up. Hey, man. Hey, Bartard. Just give me my Gordita Crunch so I can go home.
Nomadic, Turkic, Tribe. Candace sounds like she's making it up and looking around the room for words to say.
Nomadic, Turkic, Tribe. Candace Owens. Like, why does she talk like that? I feel bad for her. She's getting made fun of for being dumb. I saw this clip. This is good stuff.
And so because they're like running out of things to say about me, their new push is just that I'm stupid. Candace is dumb. She's really stupid. She mispronounced a word. We're going to go scroll through 300 episodes. And look, she meant to say revelations, but she said relevations. Ah, she's ignorant. So Ben is so obviously answering the question that is asked by his producer, and they just like push any mistake I make, anything. They just like push through the algorithm. People make videos. Sometimes it's not even a mistake. Like when I was talking about temperature and they made it such a big deal about what temperature water freezes at, as if they don't understand that if it's 30 degrees outside, it's not warmer like in some spots and cooler in other spots. It's warmer at my deck. Do you guys know about the sun rising? And it's warm on one side of the house. It's so ridiculous to try to push this through. Like, but it was just ridiculous. Like, I'm like, it's 40 degrees on my deck and the snow is not melting. It's 32 degrees here in Nashville. And they're like, she's an idiot. She doesn't understand that snow doesn't melt. Aww. Anyway, you're going to watch Ben Shapiro because this is their new thing. Candace is an idiot. Ask himself a question so he can answer it. And I love that it's kind of their natural route too, because like when you start to learn like the real history behind the slave trade, Benny boy, I'm ignorant, but not that ignorant. And you know, he just so badly just wants to hard R it. Like he's like that. They're at the point now where they're like, how could we basically just like call her the N word, but like not fall into like just saying the N word? Like, I don't want to be Nick Fuentes, but like, you know, Ben, I'm going to give you an N-word pass. Just say it. Just get it off your chest. You'll get that. That's what it means, right? Like an ignorant black person. Stop having people scroll through every second of my show trying to find me mispronouncing words.
Oh, man. That, I feel sorry for her, actually. I actually feel bad for her. Clearly, she is very self-conscious about it, deeply offended. I do feel a little bit bad.
Or, wait. I'm sorry, I don't speak German. Blitzkrieg. Just get it off your chest, Ben.
It's like that TikTok sound, like, okay, let's just make fun of the girl that tried to, what, you know what I'm talking about? What's that TikTok sound? Okay, everyone's just gonna attack this girl that tried to blah blah blah. It's like, Candace, come on. It actually hurts my feelings a little bit. Makes me sad. Poor Candace. What's really not cool, then she plays the race card. Well, why didn't you just call me a nigger? Oh, I'm a dumb black person. Well, why didn't you just call me the N-word then? It's like, Candace, come on. Candace, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You're, you know, Candace, you is smart. You is kind. You is important. Come on, Candace. It's okay. I feel a little bad. I feel like we bullied this poor girl. This poor girl just wanted to, I don't know, start a witch hunt. This poor girl just wanted to start a shamanistic witch hunt against Turning Point USA, and everyone called her stupid, and now she's like, it's like when you say that thing that's too far, and then she starts crying and runs away. It's like, come on. It's okay. They're there, Candace. It's okay. I wanna pet her hair. It's okay. It's okay, sweetheart. She goes, okay, everyone's just gonna make fun of the girl that tried to prove Charlie Kirk was killed by Israel. It's like, it's okay. Candace, it's okay. You're trying your best. You're trying your best. Nobody can blame her for trying her best. Yeah, so I feel a little bad, but she's clearly like seething. She's like, oh, everyone's saying Candace is an idiot. Ha ha, very funny, guys. Then she plays the race card. That's just classless, though. Let's just be honest. That's totally classless. Come on, you're better than that. Candace, you're better than that. Don't talk like one of them. You're not. Even if you want to be. You know, she's talking like every other race hustler. Oh, you're just making fun of my intelligence because you're racist. You think I'm your slave. I ain't your boy, Ben. It's like, come on, you're better than that. Don't make excuses. Just own it. Do better. You mispronounce some things. I mispronounce things. I mispronounce simulacrum. Okay, sue me. You know, I mispronounce simulacrum. Tim Gordon reminded me of that. And it is what it is. Just own it. Just own it. Say, you know what? I've got a responsibility. I got it wrong, you know. But she's going to play the race card and say, oh, you's only saying that because I's black. You's only saying that. Why? Because a nigga can't read. Sorry, Massa. You think I's can't read because I's a nigga? Like, come on. You're better than that. You're fucking better than that. You're better than that, Candace. Don't you go playing the race card. Look, you mispronounce some easy words. Architecture. Compartmentalize. Legitimize. Like, these are not difficult words. You're fucked up. It's okay. You don't need to know every word. Just say, hey, I read a lot. I read a lot. I don't speak a lot. That's fine. Don't play the race card. That's beneath you. You have fought too long and too hard as a token black woman to now play the race card like this. You know, you got your start in Blexit. She plays the race card for everything. When her white boyfriend in Connecticut wasn't friends with her, she called him a racist. When she wasn't paying her rent and her landlord tried to evict her, she said he's a racist. She got her start with Social Autopsy, calling everybody racist. She got her start at Turning Point, calling the Democrats racist. It's on tape, caught in 4K, cannot read. Legitimatize, compartmentalize, blitzkrieg. And now she wants to say, oh, it's because you're all right. Just call me a nigger then. Because that's what you want to say. It's like, listen, no one called you. No one said that. Just like, that's why she hates me. She brought me on the show and I'm like, look, I hate race mixing and black people have a low IQ. That's why she hates me. You know, she brings me on for this interrogation and I'm like, yeah, race mixing is gay. And, you know, sub-Saharan Africans have low IQ. She can never let that go. Now she's like, oh, it's my sub-Saharan IQ. It's like, yeah. Yeah. she goes, oh, Nick said this when he says I have a sub-Saharan IQ. Yeah, you kind of do. We love her anyway. Candace, come back to us. You're going down a path we cannot follow. We need you, Candace. Come on back. Come on. Candace Owens, we like Candace, but so frustrating.
Yetriot sent $20. In light of recent developments in the RW sphere, I'm putting some respect on the only man that's actually serious about this movement, 07. Last sensible person with integrity in this brood of vipers.
It's not easy being the only real nigga.
Loyola Roy sent $25.
Now, sometimes, you know, you don't deserve me at my realest nigga if you can't handle me at my realest nigga. You don't deserve me going hard as fuck if you can't handle me at my realest nigga. Sometimes you gotta be real.
Loyola Roy sent $25. Little response to my first chat. I try and explain to my grandpa that you don't actually have hatred for other races. He doesn't get it. He just loves you saying the hard R.
Let's
I just
go.
Smile and laugh.
Love it. Bless his heart. Thank you for the big super chat. We love the old timers. You know, they're a different breed. That generation, they just don't make them like that anymore. You gotta really love the old timers. I was with one of these guys helping me with some construction work, let's say. Contractor came by, old friend of my father's, and he's telling me his life story. Funny guy, one of the funny, pure Chicago, funny guy. He was over the other day, and he's telling me his whole life story, and he goes, yeah, he goes, my friend got me a job. I was a doorman at this building. He goes, no, actually it was the elevator. He goes, yeah, the job had its ups and downs. He goes, just snuck that one in there and just full speed ahead on the story. I was laughing my ass off. He's telling me about he got in this motorcycle crash. And I'm like, this guy, this is pure Chicago. This is who we are. This is what we're losing. They just don't make him like that anymore. Funny guy. Nicest guy you'll ever meet. It knows his boilers, man. He knows the fucking boilers. He knows, you know, his craft. I think about all the people that I grew up with, like my parents' friends, really the people they grew up with in the neighborhood, and just one character after another, funny and good people, salt of the earth. You know what I mean? Millennials and Zoomers are such faggots. They're just not the same. I don't know what it is, but like, let me try to explain this. It's like, I feel like this generation just has no gravitas.
the way that everybody speaks, you're like, maybe your younger Xers, your millennials, your Zoomers, the way that they talk is so like casual. Nobody knows how to tell a story. Nobody speaks with any kind of emphasis. There's no form to anything. I feel like the older generations, when you watch the award show, you have Dean Martin, you have Frank Sinatra. The way that they talked, it just sounded more formal. It sounded more, I don't even know how you would describe it. And now, the way everybody talks is so, it sounds like everybody's on a Zoom call all the time. And I also think about Saturday Night Live. There is not one funny person on Saturday Night Live, and there hasn't been for like 10 years. When I was growing up, it was Fred Armisen, Will Forte, Bill Hader, Kristen Wiig. You had like this all-star lineup. Amy Poehler, Tina Fey was a writer. You had all those people like in 1 year. And I feel like even that last generation in the 2000s, a guy like Fred Armisen is a genius, just like so funny and so creative and they really have like this passion. And there's something about the new guys. It's not just that they're not funny. It's that it seems like there's something like missing. And it's not that they don't have a sense of humor. It's like, I don't know if it's that they lack a classical training, if they didn't put in their 10,000 hours. It's like they just are not at that skill level. It's like, and that, you know, it's arguable. People say, was the show ever funny? People always say it's bad. But I really feel like there's a steep drop off in quality after like 2015. So this generation is terrible with performers. I saw on the Grammys, Somber performed at the Grammys. And I'm not like a hater here, but I'm watching him dance and sing. And I'm like, this guy dances and sings like a doom scroller. The way that he dances and sings, it's like, okay, you're doom scrolling all day on TikTok. Like your face is buried in your phone all day. I don't know how I know that, but just the way you're moving and singing, it's like you're a phone addicted zombie. Back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, the 2000s, you had like real characters, real like larger than life people with like real personalities. And now it feels like everybody is so blah. Everybody is so fucking boring and nothing interesting to say. This, I've been feeling this for a long time. So I respect the elders. We like the old timers. I miss that generation in Chicago. Now it's all yuppie faggots. It's all yuppie faggots from Wisconsin, Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska. It's all these people that come here for school and then they want to be some like indie douchebag in Wicker Park. They want to be some indie douchebag in Lincoln Park, Wicker Park. Whatever happened to old school Chicago, real working class, real old school. Whatever happened to that?
From Braden Peters to Jeffrey Epstein. What's up, brother? From Jeffrey Epstein to Braden Peters. Saw your stream, The Auth Equals R Night. African Americans pressing you for saying African American. Listen to our Catholic friend. Going make poor jurors.
That's really funny. What's up, brother? I love the what's up, brother. That is so funny to me. He's just got like a nigga hat tilted to the side. Hey, what's up, bro? He's like totally zooted on ketamine. What's up, brother? And it's some black guy like, what you wear? Why are you wearing that hat? And he's like, hey, what's up, brother? He's just like totally high.
Hey, without, where you get that hat from, nigga?
Where I get that hat from, nigga? From my homie. From my
Let me see it. Can I see it?
Yeah, you can see it.
Could I ever imagine my life without my mother? Like ever imagine? Ever? Sped.
This guy again. Love it. Dude, why don't you go watch the Orthodox show that's funny and awesome? Oh, wait, there isn't one. They're all fucking dorks.
Ruthless
Sorry.
Zoomer sent $20.
There's like Orthodox cocksuckers on the show. Hey, you're Catholic. Nah, nah, nah. Okay, then go watch the East Orthodox show of the funny, awesome guy leading the movement. Oh, wait, that doesn't exist. Oh, wait, there's nothing like that at all.
Ruthless Zoomer sent $20, insinuating everything without saying anything. If they were serious about the truth, they'd have on Whitney Webb. But those two have weird ties to Teal and will focus on the distractions.
I don't even trust Whitney Webb. I don't like her. You know, everybody worships Whitney Webb and the ground that she walks on. I don't like her. I'll be honest. I don't think she's that good. I watch her show. First of all, her show is boring. Okay, boring city. These people are like, I don't know, get a fucking good camera, you know? Like, I'm watching their podcast and she's wearing like a zip-up hoodie, sitting cross-legged on her couch with her fucking boyfriend. With like, I don't know, red wine in a coffee cup. Like,
I don't know, be professional. Like, can't you build a nice bookshelf like Emily Jashinsky? I know you're like a Spurg and everything. I know you're like a crunchy, autistic horse girl or whatever, but can't you build a nice bookshelf for your Zoom background like Emily Jashinsky and Crystal Ball? What the fuck? She's sitting there with her Logitech webcam with her zip-up hoodie pulled up over her with a coffee mug full of red wine and her boyfriend's in his pajamas. They're cuddling next to each other on the couch. And the show fucking sucks. It's just boring. It's just like Yapperville City. And most of it is highly speculative, honestly. A lot of what they say, I'm like, all right, can we get to the fucking point already? I also, she don't follow me back on Twitter. So what is that? What's your fucking problem? And, you know, she complains, oh, no one invites me on big shows. People invite her and then she's like, oh, I have like bad internet and I like forgot to reply. Okay, so that's my beef with her. But yeah, I mean, Ian Carroll is just a flat out idiot. Looks like a total freak. Him and Tucker is just like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. It's dumb and dumber. Doesn't get much worse than that. You know, you got one guy talking about, I was remote viewing aliens with the CIA psychics, and then I woke up and I was covered in scratch marks, and I kicked the six dogs out of my bed and to investigate if there was any ectoplasm on the door. And then you got Ian Carroll. I don't know, man. Just stick to delivering the pizzas. 30 minutes or less. Let's try and focus on that. Quentin Vine
sent $25. You were dead on last night about New Hollywood. Finally got around to watching Succession and realized there isn't a single actor under 40 with the gravitas of Brian Cox. R.I.P. to the character actor.
Yeah, he was pretty good. All these other people suck. You know what my problem is, though? Let me know if this is relatable. So I was watching The Bear, because everybody told me you gotta watch The Bear. And what I saw is a show. It's basically about a white guy getting yelled at by a black girl. That's the premise of the show. If you ask me, like, explain the premise of The Bear, like, what is that? What's the show about? So it's a show where, like, an overly apologetic white guy is explaining himself and stuttering to a younger black girl who's yelling at him. That's the show. I feel like every time I look up from my phone when I'm on TikTok and I'm watching it on Hulu, I'm watching a scene where Jeremy Allen White is like, I'm sorry, I'm a fucking idiot, I blah, blah, blah. And the black girl's like, you damn right, you shouldn't have done that. So I can't watch anymore. Next. So I start watching Ozark. Okay, it's like a show about crime. Jason Bateman, he's like super smart. He's a nerd. I like Jason Bateman. Once again, what is this show about? He's like apologizing to this fucking hillbilly. Marty, what are you doing, Baba? And I'm sorry, you're right. He's apologizing to the hillbilly. He's apologizing to the hillbilly at the hotel. His wife, his fucking daughter. Okay, I can't watch this anymore. Then I watch Black Rabbit. Jude Law arguing with the black cook. Oh, I'm going to fire my brother. Yeah, oh. Every show, it's just like a white guy apologizing to a black woman or a white woman. I just can't anymore with the TV. That's something like very distinct that I noticed throughout all these shows. Excuse me. You know, because like anybody, you put something on TV, every show, the woman is the villain. Am I wrong about this? Breaking Bad, the woman is the villain. Better Call Saul, woman is the villain. Pluribus, the main character is the villain and she's a woman. Ozark, the villain is the daughter and she's a woman. Black Rabbit, it's the women. Every show, the real antagonist is the woman, because you gotta watch these scenes where like the guy is trying to do something and the woman is like, I just don't know. Just be honest with me. You can't do this again. You know, that's like every fucking show. When is there going to be a show where the guy is like, look, I'm a drug dealer. I'm a liar. I'm a scumbag. And if you're not okay with that, I will kill you. Yes, I'm a drug dealer. And if you say anything, I will cut your head off. I will beat the fuck out of you. Got it? When is there going to be a show where the wife is like trembling in fear and she gets outsmarted? Every show is like the wife is like sneaky, you know, like she throws a wrench into the guy's plans and the guy, you know, he's about to defeat his enemies. Oh, wait, but on the home front, my wife is caught. It's like, when is there going to be a show where where the wife tries to mess with the husband, she's easily caught, and then she gets her fucking ass kicked. That's the show I want to see. I want to see the show where she tries to disrupt the husband's plans, and the husband, who's a genius in everything, anticipates this also. He catches her so quick, and then he just lays a beat down and puts the fear of God in her. When are we going to see that episode of The Bear? When are we going to see that episode of Ozark? When are we going to see that episode of Breaking Bad? It's like these people, like, okay, so Breaking Bad kills like 10 people in 60 seconds in a prison, but he's like begging his wife to like have dinner with his partner or something. Like, women are just like not main character energy, I feel like. Women should just truly blend into the background. That's the boringest part of the story. Nobody wants to watch that part. Everybody wants to skip that part. Yeah, the actors suck too. You know, Tom Holland sucks. Timothy Chalamet, I think he's overrated. Adam Driver totally sucks. Like, actually sucks. Hate his guts. Terrible. This guy that's playing Paul McCartney in the Beatles movie sucks. Hate him. The, like, Irish guy who was in, what was that movie where he's, like, drinking the bathwater? Saltburn. He was good. Jacob Elordi, he's okay. I'm just, the new cast of characters is so unimpressive compared to what we had in the past. Andrew Garfield's, like, a pretty good actor from, like, the previous generation. I'm trying to think of, like, other good examples. Christian Bale, yeah, I guess he's one of them. Ryan Gosling, yes. The GOAT of all time. Viggo Mortensen, he's pretty good also. How could I forget Ryan Gosling? Literally the GOAT.
Thrilled to be a new member of the Grower Per Army. Thank you for what you do. I'm sad I wasn't here sooner. Can you name the three English words that start with DW?
I don't know. I don't think I could. Three English words that start with DW? Dwerk. Dwerking. Well, let's see. We got dwerk. We got dwindle. Oh, see, I'm such a fucking genius. Okay, you got dwindle. Dwindling. Dwindled. Is that all? That's all different, I guess. Let's see. We got dwerk, dwindle, dwell, dwelling. Can't think of the third. What's the third? Dwindle, dwelling. I don't know. Tell me. What is it? Dwarf. Ah, I would have never gotten that. Dwarf. Ugh. Damn it. That's over. Dweeb. Oh, yeah. I guess there's more. I would have never gotten that. Ah, well, we got 2 out of 3. That's pretty good.
Female army officer and a big fan. I'm annoyed I can't put my girls on, even though we're all educated and self-aware. Hoping that'll change eventually. I look forward to the show every night. Smile.
Thank you for the big super chat, female army off. Whoa, hey, well, can I just say, I don't want to say it. I don't want to come across too weird. Like, I don't want to say things that are too, you know, because it's like, you could be candid up to a point, but then it gets weird. I'm just saying I like the uniform. That's all. Female army officer. Oh, no. Hey. I surrender. I stand down. No, hey, I appreciate the big super chat. Hey, don't shoot. I'm a patriot. Don't worry. Could you imagine if like a female army officer with like a ponytail pulled up in like a Jeep and a helmet? Well, no, helmet wouldn't be that hot. Helmet might ruin it. What if you saw her drinking out of a canteen and she like took her hair down and flipped it around with the fatigues, with the camo? Holy shit. I'm sort of like an army officer myself. I'm sort of like an officer, if you couldn't already tell, in the Groyper Intelligence Agency. I'm something of a CIA officer myself. Sort of a GIA officer. I sort of wear a lot of different hats around here. My dress blues for formal. Anyway, what was the question? Thank you for the big super chat, female army officer. Hello. Something about that. Gets me going. I've had like cosplayers slide into my DMs and like it's super cringy, but it's also like, okay, it is kind of hot. Okay.
The girls are TMI. $20.
Too much information.
Faith Merrill would have done the same thing to you that Sarah did. The Epstein pearl clutching from NPCs is too much. The number of chicks from my high school that would gloat about going to certain concerts when their favorite bands came to town expecting to hook you.
Yeah. Well, and look, you know what's funny? You know what's funny about like life? Let me tell you something. If you are like a hot girl, and even in some cases, a hot guy, you have two options, okay? You can go to work for the rest of your life, which fucking sucks, and go to your job, which you hate, and where you actually have to provide a skill. And, you know, people be nice to you because you're hot, but you have to work. Or you can be a whore and live a really easy life and make tons of money. And it's like, we're going to pretend that all the people in the latter category are victims. If like a young girl who's attractive enough, if she takes the easy road and says, I'm going to hang out with rich and famous people for shit tons of money. All I have to do is give the occasional blowjob. We're going to have to pretend like she's a rape victim. That's ridiculous. Because that is honestly what happens. If you are an attractive young person, who is going to pay you to be attractive? Modeling agencies and guys that want to jack off or fuck you, you know? those are your options. And I think a lot of attractive people, very attractive, very young women, that's their play. You know, I want to be famous. I want to be an actress. Oh, I have no talent or personality. Okay, I'll be a whore. And we're going to say they're victims? Yeah, they were totally raped against their will. When they decided they didn't want to work for a living, it would be far easier to, like, give erotic massages to famous people. Like, okay.
Jesse sent $25. Clad is a drug addict who appeals to other men. No so self-respecting true. Woman finds anything he says, does, or appears to be physically attractive.
That's
what's America first about plastic surgery and faggotry?
Ugh, women are so disgusting in the way that they talk. Obviously, that's a lie. Women throw themselves at him. He fucks women every day like he's a total Chad. What are you talking about, you fucking idiot? No self-respecting woman finds anything he says, does physically. Dude, everybody's physically attracted to him. He goes to the club and they fucking throw themselves at him. What are you talking about? So, and the whole drug addict thing, it's like, shut up. Like, what? The drug, that's just like so fake. What does that have to do with being a, you know, what's America first about plastic surgery and faggotry? I hate when women, whenever they don't like something, they just emasculate the man. Oh, small dick. Oh, you're a faggot. Oh, you're a beta male. Oh, you're like your father. It's like women need to be punched in the mouth who say that. By definition, it's not faggotry. It's like he has dedicated his life to aesthetic excellence. Do you understand? You would never understand that because you're a frivolous woman. Years ago, when Clav was younger, and he did a rant about this, which I'm glad I saw this because I always felt that this was the case. He went on a rant about this years ago and said, I am dedicating myself to physical excellence, to aesthetic excellence. He said, I am doing the research. I am making the sacrifice. I'm sacrificing my life and my body to pursue excellence. He said, and even if I fail, I will have tried. He said, but I can't live my life knowing that I didn't try, because he believed in lookism. He believed in self-improvement. And so he has literally sacrificed years of his life. And by that, I mean, he'll probably die young, and sacrificed his body in this pursuit just to see. And it's really to answer a question, what happens if you took it seriously? We have the means available to improve our looks. We now have the kind of sociological thought that tells us the importance of looks. What if someone took all of the available scientific means and applied them to achieving this ideal, to achieving this goal? And what if someone sacrificed everything? What if someone was doing that every day? Every therapy, every treatment, every innovation. What if somebody dedicated their life to staying on top of it for the advancement of humanity? I mean, really, he's like a pioneer. Who else is doing this? You know, there's talk about mewing and bone smashing and this kind of stuff. Who else takes it seriously and says, I'm going to do surgical methods, experimental peptides, I'm going to do hormone treatment and supplements and all this kind of stuff, and I'm going to take it all the way? No one else is doing this. Who else is doing this? That makes him a pioneer. There's nothing whiter than this. This is what it is to be white. Charles Darwin went on the Galapagos Island and said, I am going to categorize every bird and every lizard and every fish that I can find. That's why we have evolution. That's why we have biology. That's why, you know, somebody said, I'm going to figure out the movement of the fluids in the human body. And that's why we have surgery and medicine. That's what it is to be white. Someone somewhere said, I am going to think through these problems about matter, about chemistry, about the elements, about the stars, the science of politics, and what it is to be a good ruler. You know, that is why we have what we have, because somebody said, I'm going to give my life to something and I'll be my own guinea pig. So no, I actually respect it and I admire it. You call it faggotry. You say, well, it's not for women. Yeah, fuck you. Of course it's not for women. Women are easy. Of course it's not for women. Women are, you throw them a bone, they chase it. I mean, he only appeals to other men. Yeah, because men actually think about the world. Men actually think about knowledge. You know, women are completely vapid. Women can't name three countries. Women say stupid shit like, I need a man that makes $1 million a year. They don't even know what that means. Women are like, I want a G-Wagon. It's like, you don't know fucking anything. You just saw that on Instagram, you idiot. You know, women are so shallow and simple. He's not doing it for women even. He's doing it for men, and that's gay. He's doing it for mankind. He's doing it because it matters. He's doing it because it's interesting. He's doing it, you know, women don't like him, blah, blah. You're right. He isn't doing it for that. That is a bonus. And I advocate for this. I tell men, pursue excellence in your field. Dedicate your life to something. Give yourself fully to philosophy, art, science, business, theology, religion, God. Give yourself fully to something and it will take you places. And yes, in the course of that, yeah, you'll accrue benefits like attention from women and life satisfaction and fulfillment and adventure, you know, but you got to sort of decide that you're going to do that first. And then the women are, the hoes are a byproduct. Hoes are just out there and hoes will fuck anything that is talked about, that has money, that other men are paying attention to. So, you know, the hose overfloweth, okay? No self-respecting woman finds anything he does attractive. Yeah, well, maybe we don't care. Maybe we're not trying to appeal to vapid women. You know, maybe we're trying to find something from within ourselves. Maybe we're trying to prove something to ourselves about ourselves. Have you ever stopped and thought that? Of course not, because you don't think. Because you don't stop and ever think about anything other than fucking shoes and shopping and vacations. And, you know, that's such a typical female thing to say. Now, we're talking about plastic surgery to achieve aesthetic excellence, to like a scientific, he's made it a science. We're not even talking about a physical appearance that is conventionally attractive. We're talking about a physical appearance that is scientific perfection, harmony and balance and proportions and ratios. It's mathematical. The point is not to be conventionally attractive, to be pretty boy swag so that, you know, you get attention from girls like Justin Bieber. It is literally to achieve mathematical, scientifically proven physical perfection to see if it can be done, to push the boundaries of science. That's what that is. And no one else is doing it. And I don't encourage everybody to do this. I tell people you should not do this because I think a lot of people, you know, they just want to, they want more pussy. They want to be famous. They're just mindless followers. I don't think people should do drugs. I don't think people should do what he does. But I think that he is doing something which is very interesting. And whether you support it or not, I think it's interesting. And, you know, you should talk to people about ideas. Michael Knowles brings him on the show and he's like, so you hit yourself in the face with a hammer. Get a load of this. Am I right? And it's like, okay. And you wonder why, like, we have a society of NPCs. L. Nick, move on from this. Quit promoting this fag. Okay, you're just an idiot. I don't want idiots watching my
America
show.
America first, $17.76, $20. Pretty rude of you to say all service workers suck. Some of us are hardworking Catholics just making a living. I'm out 22-year-old oh, running gosh. My own grocery store, proudly repping the AF merch all the time.
Okay, what do you want? You want a cookie? Well, I'm a service worker and that doesn't apply to me. Oh, okay. Next time I'll say every service worker except this guy and other people. Grow up, dude. Like, please, I'm begging you. Please. Do you know how hard it is to read this stuff every day? It's like, service workers are terrible. Well, but I'm a service worker and I'm not. Like you, and it's like, oh my gosh. Like, we actually live in hell. Like, I fucking hate these people. I hate these people so much. It's like, I just, what do you even say to that? Like, where do you even start? Like, I'm doing a show and I'm like, I always say I hate blue collar workers. I hate service workers because they always mess up my order. You know what I mean? And the guy goes, wait, I'm a service worker and I'm not like that. You shouldn't say that. And it's like, like, okay, bro, I guess. It's like, okay, bro, I guess. Like, and you get this like 50 times a day, every day for 10 years. It's like, Elohim, you know, not to be like Blasphemous, like, why am I being forsaken? Like, this is terrible. This is a terrible situation that we find ourselves in. Not to be blah, but it's like, I feel forsaken. Like, we are in hell. Like, this is torture. I'm dying here. Every night. What was the other guy? David Duke is a part of our movement. What was the other one? The girl from earlier. I mean, it's actually psychologically painful. Like, it's hard to differentiate between physical and psychological pain, excuse me.
Fighting a line, I sent $50. Thinking about picking up a few quarter zips for the squad low. Thank you.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, get a few. You know, fill up your cart.
Diddy Sprinkle sent $50.
They make great gifts. For Valentine's Day, that special someone, heart-shaped pizza, Epstein quarter zip. They make great gifts for your dad, your mom, brother, son, girlfriend, wife. Check it out. They make great gifts. $50.
My old high school teacher said her son remembered you coming to Model UN nearby. Crazy how small the world is. Yeah. Been here since the beginning and happy to see how the movement has grown. Cheers from Harwood Heights in Norwich.
Oh, yeah. I was in the Model UN. Those were the days before I became a legend. I was a legend at Model UN. I would walk in the committee room and people would be like, oh, shit. It's him. I'm not even exaggerating. I'm not even ore farming. By my junior, senior year, I would walk in the room and people would be like, oh, shit, we got to fight with him. And one guy was like, at the end, I'm like, why aren't you even trying to win? And he's like, well, I can't beat you. He's like, so I'm just going to try to go for second place. I was like, oh, that's a good plan. I was very good. People knew me. People recognized me. I was like a celeb. I was hot on the circuit, on the old Model UN circuit. Those were the days. I got cheated a lot, though, because, you know, I wanted to play my way. And my way was I was there to get the job done and they wanted you to build consensus. So I was there to, like, sponsor every resolution, get everything I wanted. And they were like, no, no, you need to, like, bring everybody together and get everybody to agree on one thing. Good times. The old Model UN. Ah. And honestly, you know what's so sad? I don't think I'll ever be happier than I was in high school like that. You know what I mean? I know people say, ah, well, when you have kids, that'll change or, you know, whatever. I think about the excitement, the anticipation, getting ready to go to the conference and you're at the hotel with all your buddies and you go to the thing and like, and I know it's trite, but it's so true. That's such a simple time in your life and the pleasures are very simple, and I don't think I'll ever have a better time. I don't think I'll ever be as excited for anything ever again than when I was like a young man going to some stupid like role play convention for political nerds. And what's sad about life is that you never get to go in the opposite direction. And I was always acutely aware of it. It's why I was always sad, because I always knew that my youth was fleeting and everything that comes with it. And I was acutely aware that once it passes, it's past. And then you just get older and older, just get older and older and more cynical and your problems add up and everything just gets less exciting. And it's just, you don't know how, I guess it's like a grass is always greener thing, but I really believe that you don't know how good simplicity is until your life isn't simple anymore. You know what I mean? Like, my favorite thing to do when I travel to a new place is just to get in a car and just drive, or start walking down the street and just go and walk. I can't do that anymore. Not to sound pretentious, but, like, I'm afraid for my security, and there's other considerations and things. It's good to live a simple life. These complications, they just increase all the time, and you go, is it even really worth it? I mean, life is what it is. So, anyway, just some thoughts on all that.
You've sent $20.
Those
have you been
were
fasting?
The days.
Jawline is showing.
I'm not. I just don't eat. I don't need to eat anymore. I don't need that. I just stopped eating. I just got in control of my appetites, and sometimes I eat and sometimes I don't.
Donkey Kong 6967 sent $20. Do you think that Oliver Anthony will put out a new song soon that will get the masses fired up again and save us?
Yeah.
I feel like him and Richard Hunnany are literally our last hope at saving this once great nation.
Isn't that crazy? Do you remember how hard everybody crashed out on me over Oliver Anthony? I remember, was it 2 years ago? Oliver Anthony puts out that terrible song, Rich Men North of Richmond.
These rich men north of Richmond.
And all I said is it's a dumb song. I just said it's like stupid, and it's kind of like a defeatist mentality to just cry. Everybody said, look at this white loser with this stupid dog in the woods crying about how poor he is. I said, I don't identify with this at all. I identify with rich people. I want to be rich. I want to be successful. I don't want to, like, you know, he's in the woods with, like, he's got stains on his shirt, holes in his pants. I'm like, I don't identify with this. He's in the woods crying about, like, you know, I'm broke, I'm a loser, I can't get a dollar, I ain't got a dollar. Okay, you fucking loser, get a job. You know, work hard, have an idea. People are so, it's crazy how much people get mad at me. People get mad at me over everything. Wife Jack, remember that? A fucking cartoon. Do you guys remember Wife Jack? People drew a Wojak that looked like a wife, and they started making these totally unfunny, like, non-jokes about it. They would post Wife Jack and say, oh, my feet are cold. And it's like, okay, is that a joke? Is that supposed to be funny? That's just like shit your wife says. They would post a Wife Jack and say, I don't know where I want to go to dinner. Okay, like, that's not funny. That's just stupid. And then people were posting memes that were like, I fucking love my wife. And then they were doing social commentary and saying, these memes show that we broke out of the boomer trope of I hate my wife, we love our wives, and we're wholesome chungus. The answer to Wife Jack is Sarah Stock. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to Wife Jack is Sarah Stock. Hey, where's all those Wife Jack defenders? They got real quiet. I fucking love my wife. We're not going to do the boomer thing of I hate my wife. We're going to do the zoomer thing of I love my wife. We're going to make memes where we're driving on a road trip and our kids are singing the wheels on the bus. Yeah, well, the answer to Wife Jack, Sarah Stock. That's such a shitty thing to say, but, like, it's kind of just true. And I like Sarah. She's a friend of mine, but it's also just true. In my war against Wife Jack, we have to take out the neutron bomb, okay? We have to take out the area denial weapon. Sorry, forgive me. We have to take out the fucking 50,000 kiloton neutron bomb, and her name is Sarah Stock. Fat man, little boy, and Sarah Stock. We were making cartoons of Wife Jack getting, like, cut in half and hit by a car and beheaded. And people said, this is satanic. You're making these awful cartoons where Wife Jack is being cut in half with a sword by a groiper. Once again, takes that aged like fine wine. Oh, I think that's, I'm getting notes of vindication on that one. I'm getting notes of... Takes it aged like a fine wine from an older keg. Do you remember that? People went crazy. It's a cartoon. It's a cartoon. We were making jokes about beating Wife Jack's ass, killing Wife Jack, running her over with a car, cutting her head off, cutting her face off. And people said, this is diabolical. It's satanic. How could you make this awful cartoon? People just get mad at me for everything. People blame me for everything. They make a stupid fucking cartoon and they're crashing out over it. this stupid song comes on the radio, Crash Out. I say I like Stalin, Crash Out. I say I like Epstein, Crash Out. I say I like Hitler, the other side crashes out. So you just got to say, fuck it, we ball. You just got to, all you can do is keep your cortisol low.
Concerned Democrats sent $30. Thoughts on Helen Keller. There's no way that blind Defnicker wrote 14 books and flew a plane.
Gotta be fake, right? That's gotta be fake.
Rakshaka sent.
She had help. I'm guessing she had help. You know, it's one of those things where it's like Helen Keller was a community. You know, she was maybe the front. It's one of those things where she takes a bow at the award show and she goes, I wouldn't be up here if it wasn't for the, all these people that ghost wrote my books. You know, like sort of like Helen Keller's an idea. So yeah, I think that's definitely, that's gotta be fake.
Rakshaka sent $50.
My producer texted me that a stray hair on my collar, they're saying the light is hitting it perfectly. Where? What side? Right or left? Stray hair on your collar, light is hitting it perfectly. Where?
This is ruining the show. This is ruining the production quality. Where is it? What side is it on? It fell? Someone in the live chat says it fell. It didn't fall in the cup. Somebody said it fell in the cup. It's not in the cup. Oh, maybe it is, actually. Whatever.
Jim Bob Blankford sent $40. I just got engaged. Any marriage advice?
Yes. Set the tone early. You got to let her know that you're the boss. Doesn't mean you need to hit her, but it does mean you kind of need to let her know what's up. You need to let her know it's no bullshit. How does this work with the quarter zip? What do you think? See, these hats are kind of, these are huge. Kind of like this with the quarter zip. What do you think? We need to get like a GIA windbreaker. That would be really cool. That's a little idea for you. Anyway, marriage advice. Yeah, lay down the law early. Don't let her get in your head.
Crashing on a 290 Ford Roy percent $30. Epstein is calling us going. Meanwhile, retards on egg reels are still yapping about people wearing maroon shirts during Kirk's death.
Yeah, that's, I don't even know what to say about that. Other than it's very blackpilling. You see, Candace Owens literally is talking about astrological, or not, sorry, not astrological, astral projection. That clip was so insane, and people eat it up. They agree with it. That's a black pill. Sorry. You want a black pill? There are probably millions of people that watch that clip and aren't immediately turned off by it. It's so insane. It's a 2-minute clip, and she goes, Charlie Kirk would make the lights flicker when he walked in the room, and we both went to these weird schools for psychics and took these weird tests to test our psychic abilities, and we both astral projected, and it came easily to us. You bitch, you astral projected? Like, what? It's just like astrology now. It's just turning into like astrology for right-wingers. How fucking stupid do you have to be? It's just like insane to me how Charlie Kirk was just a Republican shill. That's all he was. He was not a time traveler. He was not a martyr for Hitler. He was a shill for Republicans. Okay, he milked donors for millions of dollars and did get out the vote. That's what he did. He got shot by a deranged leftist. And the conspiracy started with like, oh, Israel did it, which was far-fetched enough. Like, that was crazy enough. The guy was pro-Israel until the day he died, contrary to what people would have you believe. Now, it's like a science fiction thing. Really? He got killed by the Men in Black because he could astral project? With zero irony, that's where we are now? And it's happened in the span of 3 months. It went from like, Israel's committing a genocide in Gaza, they should stop, to like, maybe there's something going on with the Jews in general. To now, remote viewers are using their psychic abilities to spy on the aliens working with the military, and Charlie Kirk could time travel and astral project. What's sad is that people didn't immediately just jump off after that. It's actually depressing. I'll show you the clip. Even look at her face. Look at her stupid bitch face. You can literally see it in her eyes that she is a stupid bitch. It's written all over her face. It's like these eyes that are very knowing, but also hollow. Eyes are the window to the soul. And you could see in her eyes the way that she's making this expression, that she's very confident, but also complete fucking idiot. You can see in her eyes that she's like smug, she's confident, but also nobody's home. Lights on, nobody's home. You can literally see it in her face. All right, but let's play the clip.
Charlie and I spoke a lot about his third eye. That's what.
His third eye? Look at her old demeanor.
Spoke a lot about his third eye.
We spoke a lot about his third eye. Bitch, that's insane. He does not have a... Charlie Kirk had a third eye? Dude, he was like a mega church Republican shill, his third fucking eye. Like he was in India. Yeah, somehow I don't think Charlie was like an expert on non-dualism and Eastern mysticism. She says it like I don't even, what even is that face? What are you so smug about? Charlie Kirk's third eye? Like in between mega church sermons and Republican donor meetings, he was playing the mandolin. Or what's that? What's the instrument they play over there? Like it was the Magical Mystery Tour, you know? He's in fucking Phoenix, Arizona, in an industrial park, plotting how they're going to get out the vote for the Republican majority for the fucking, you know, Turning Point Faith with Billy Graham's kid. And in between all that, yeah, it was like the Magical Mystery Tour, you know? In between that, it was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, right? He was opening his third eye. He took off his like Trump costume, sitar, not mandolin, the sitar. In between his meetings where he's impersonating Trump and Tucker with his Navy suit and his red tie that's too long. Yeah, it was like the Magical Mystery Tour, for sure. It was like Donovan.
That's why that sentence caught my attention in the article. He spoke about the street lamps that would go off when he would run, about the special school that he had to go to. He spoke about a lot of the things that were strange in our childhood, the testing that both of us had to endure.
What testing? Dude, it's like somebody went to Candace Owens and said, bend the spoon. Like, what are you talking about, you crazy bitch? What the fuck are you talking about? The special school we went to? What do you mean? Wizards of Waverly Place? She went to Wizard Academy? What are you talking about? The special schools for the gifted, the special schools for psychics, and the battery of magical tests. They gave us wands. They told us to open portals. Class, today we're opening portals. Bend the spoon, open the portals. Like, give me a break, dude.
We could both astral project. You know all of this, of course. You have his phone. And how surprised we were when we learned that not everybody does that naturally. Sleep paralysis, you name it. We had conversations about it. Charlie and I.
Not everybody astral projects. We didn't know that. It came very easily to us. When we astral project into different locations in space, we didn't even realize people, oh, you don't do that? Oh, that's weird. It comes so easily to me. Don't you hate when you're having coffee with a friend or a peer and you start talking about, you know, so I was astral projecting the other day and people go, wait, what? And you go, you know, I was astral projecting. I was in another place. I was bilocating. People go, wait, what are you talking about? Oh, you don't do that? That's weird. It's so easy for me. I astral project all the time. It comes very easily to me. You know, me and Charlie Kirk were like, wait, you guys aren't astral projecting? They went to their Blexit meeting. So Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk walked into their Blexit fundraiser. That's black exit from the Democratic Party. And we were sitting there talking about, hey, so I was astral projecting. Charlie was nodding along. But we noticed everyone at the table was dumbstruck. They had no idea what we're talking about. We looked at each other. We said, wait, you don't astral project? That's weird. We do it naturally all the time. Yeah, Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens astral projecting. Are you kidding me? What else is there even to say about that?
Bro, 160 sent $20. I think your biggest obstacle to mass popularity is the girlfriend industrial complex. All of my friends, including non-whites, are fans of you or your ideology, but the only ones that are hesitant are the ones with girlfriends or wives.
Real.
So glad I solidified my beliefs without a bitch in my ear telling me they're problematic.
Simps, that's okay because the real niggas will kill the simps, okay? That's what you don't understand. It's like people say, you're never going to win 50% with that. You know, I don't need to win 50%. I just need like 10% that are just tougher and louder and meaner. The thing about simps, the simps will never support me, but they will never be able to oppose me. That's the thing. I don't fear simps and women. Women and simps should fear the army that I'm raising. You see? See what I mean? I don't fear women and simps. I don't want their support. I don't need their support. I'm going to do the right thing for incels. But seriously, I'm radicalizing the real niggas. The real niggas are what you need to worry about. Real niggas run the world. Real niggas are the ones you need to be afraid of. So I don't need the simps. I don't need their wives. They cannot oppose us. They're not strong enough. We need the people that are not simps.
Biggest niggas 420 sent $20. Heard you talking last night about how most male protagonists these days are simps. You should check out Dexter. He ain't no bitch and the concept is cool AF. A serial killer who kills serial killers.
My reaction to that information is just, you should check out Dexter. He's not a bitch and the concept is really cool. You're exactly the kind of person that I've been trying to avoid my entire life. I hope you know that. The type of person that says stuff like that, that I just try to avoid my entire life. You wind up in conversations with people like this. They talk about TV show characters like that.
Maybe I'm crazy, but Neuralink is the mark of the beast. AI okay. Robots are the image of the beast. And the Antichrist is probably going to be revealed very soon. The Epstein files
time
are just
to
a
make a plan. Do you have a plan to commit suicide? It's important to have a plan in place. You know, you can't just blow your head off. It's important to have a plan in place. I'm going to make mine tonight. I'm going to make my plan to commit suicide later today.
Duncan Muffin sent $20. Hi, Nick. I'm working on an article and I'm curious of your thoughts. With social policy, do you think it is more productive to legislate positively toward what you want or negatively against what you don't want?
Oh,
X,
my gosh.
Outlawing abortion versus subsidizing families
please
with X amount of kids.
Release
Thank
me.
You.
Release me from the cube. I'm trapped in this cube. Release me. I need to get out of here. I got to get out of here. Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, we have a problem. This is hell, okay? You are hell. You are literally hell on earth to me. It's actually painful.
Okay, I'll be the one to say it. The idea of ritualistic infant or child sacrifice is just more compelling and titillating than simple practical espionage. It's hard to give up on the hook of the story. If was going to buy a book at Barnes & Noble, I'd pick the former every time.
You're making the same point that this entire show was about, okay? That's what this whole show is about tonight. And bro says, I'm just going to say it. It's a more compelling hook. Like if I went to a bookstore. Yeah, okay, yeah. Thank you for your enlightened analogy.
Candace is basically Louis Farrakhan.
No, Louis Farrakhan is actually based. That's the difference. Louis Farrakhan is actually based. He goes up and he goes, I'm not anti-Jew, I'm anti-termite. He says, I'm not anti-Semite, I'm anti-termite. I don't hate Jews. I hate rats. Like, whoa, you know, that's crazy.
Call me an anti-Semite. Stop it. I'm anti-termite.
So Louis Farrakhan, he's pretty hardcore. You remember that quote? He gets up. I'm not anti-Semite. I'm anti-termite. You're like, whoa, chill, dude.
Don't even
tell
me sent $200. Thank you for saying happy birthday last night. Even though I paid, other than my wife, you're the only one who genuinely wished me a happy birthday. Growing up Catholic as well, I appreciate what you do.
Come on. You were the only one that wished me... Come on, like, we can't be so pick-me. Do not be a pick-me. Just say, hey, you can internalize and appreciate that. You know, you were the only one that wished me a happy birthday. No one else. Oh, you poor little guy. Aw. Come on now. I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad I was able to wish you a happy birthday. But come on, let's not be a... come on, you don't have one other person that knows it's your birthday? We got to get some friends, bro. We got to get some colleagues or something. We got to get it going. But happy birthday, buddy. Hope it was a good one.
You were the only one other than my wife.
Bro, the pick me is insane. But I'm sorry to hear that.
Jen Linowski sent $50. Just a reminder that Tucker and Candace once said that you were a Fed trying to discredit the non-crazy voices on
right.
Now they are both so clearly insane. You are totally vindicated.
Remember
again.
That? Yeah, Tucker said that my job is to make everyone look crazy. Now he's doing shows about psychics and aliens and time travel and chemtrails and giants. Really? Last year, Tucker and Candace Owens sat down and said, you know, this Nick Fuentes, he's a Fed because he's just trying to make us look crazy. Now he does a show about psychics that use remote viewing to see the aliens that are working with the military on time travel and secret energy weapons, okay? Yeah, but I'm going to make you look crazy. Candace Owens is talking about astral projection, time travel. Yeah, but I'm making you look crazy because I say it's the Jews. Totally insane.
Grow I Pergon 10000 sent $20. Favorite heir of Rome considering the USA is based off them and you are Catholic.
I'm going to kill myself later. Okay, that's our last super chat.
Favorite era of Rome considering USA is woman.
What's your favorite era of Rome? What's your favorite woman emperor? Okay, all right. That's our last super chat. Oh my gosh. Just like, I don't even know what to do anymore. I don't even know where to go. I'm not even supposed to be here. This is brutal, man. Absolutely. It's just awful. All right. Well, that's all we got. So at least it's Friday. It's the weekend. Just need like a mental vacation from that. I can't do that for one more second. That's our last super chat. Remember to smash the follow button.